رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear little friends, I hope each one of you is excited, happy and welcoming Ramadan in the best of ways. Alhamdulillah. All praise and thanks be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has blessed us with the blessing of Ramadan yet once again this year. I welcome you all to a wonderful series of learning and implementing and improving ourselves that we are going to start inshallah from today. And we'll go through different topics, learning more and more about Islam and improving our connection with our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, bi-iznillah, before we start, I would like to request your undivided attention so that inshallah we all can learn and grasp things better and also implement it. Because the way we grasp, the way we listen, the more we are attentive, that reflects on the way we act. So goodbye to all other distractions and inshallah we'll focus on the topic for today. And before we proceed, make sure you make notes so that whatever you're learning today, it gets preserved in writing. Because often we listen, we hear and we forget. So to retain it in our memory, we need to put it down so that inshallah today you can as well understand it well when you write it down, and tomorrow when you are actually sharing with your friends and your family, you can have something to show them to the magnitude of goodness that you have gathered inshallah by sharing with them. As you know, sharing is caring. So inshallah we'll learn here as well as share it with our friends and our family members inshallah. So the topic for today is Ramadan, the season for sowing seeds of goodness. Because Ramadan is of such a high status, acts of obedience during this month are of immense virtue and earn a greatly multiplied reward. So we Muslims should make the most of this blessed month by doing acts of worship and righteous deeds and giving up bad deeds in the hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us by accepting these deeds and will enable us to adhere to the truth. And as we know, a good deed receives a multifold reward, tenfold up to many times more than that, as Allah wills. So inshallah, what we have to focus this Ramadan is to sow the seeds of goodness. Because often I hope every one of us feels and wants to do something good. We want to do righteous deeds and we want to increase in goodness. But what happens is some obstacles come into our way. They stop us, like shaitan stops us, some worldly hurdles keep us away from good deeds. And the guilt for not doing good deeds or not abstaining from the bad deeds stays on. So the best thing to do is to start doing good deeds in Ramadan itself, to sow the seeds in the first place. Because often we have high hopes, dreams and aims to do more and more good. But what happens is the fertile season of Ramadan passes off. And then our aims, our goals and our enthusiasm and eagerness to do good comes down. The iman, the level of our iman goes down. So what happens is we get back to our routine and we forget what we have funds planned for. So the best thing to do inshallah is to start it right away today, right away in the month of Ramadan. Because the seeds that we sow in this month inshallah can bear fruits for the rest of the year. So we need to start making our today better. Because when we live in the present and forget about our past, then we can work towards our improvement and betterment. Because when we often have the guilt of not having done something in the past, our present and future are also destroyed and ruined. So what we need to do is live in the present and start from today. Whatever you've done before, just forget about it. The good, the bad deeds or the good deeds which you were unable to do, just forget about it. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness for that and start doing good right away from today. Because if you and I, if we don't work towards our betterment, towards improving our condition, then who is going to do that? It's we who need to focus on ourselves, inshallah, and start working towards it. So, inshallah, what we'll do is make a list of good deeds that you can do. It's all up to you. You can choose any good deed that you like doing. Just take baby steps and start one by one. Today what you can do is, after the session, after your class, you can go back and then jot down some good deeds, okay? And just keep in mind that they are the seeds, okay? They are the seeds which you are going to sow in this month of Ramadan. And inshallah, if you sow it properly in this fertile month, then the fruits that you will reap out of it will last forever, inshallah. Let me share some ideas with you regarding sowing the seeds of goodness. It could be anything that you feel it's good, like obeying your parents, listening to what your parents say, and it could be helping your friend, it could be helping your mother in kitchen, it could be helping your dad doing the different works he engages himself in, and it could be sharing something, like sharing your toys, like sharing your food, sharing your favorite things with your siblings, with your friends. It could be starting to pray on time, very punctually on time, okay, after the azan, soon after the azan. And it could be reading a part of the Quran each day. In fact, a small portion of the Quran, but understanding it. Actually trying to understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. You have translation of the Quran available, alhamdulillah, from authentic publications. So you can just go through the translation, English translation at least, so that you get to know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. Just in brief, at least. The best thing is to start memorizing the Quran. Start memorizing the small surahs of the Quran, like the 38 juz. It has small surahs, so you can start each one a day, and you can go on increasing, inshallah. Because at this tender age of yours, believe me, you can memorize and retain what you have memorized very easily. Because alhamdulillah, all of you have got intelligent, sharp minds. So why not we use them in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And that will not just benefit us in this world, but also in the year after, inshallah, right? And you could also memorize a dua a day. Because you see, we have so many masnoon and Quranic duas which have been taught to us, right? There are such wonderful du'as taught by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and those du'as are called masnoon du'as, and there are wonderful du'as that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us in the Quran itself. So you can start memorizing one du'a per day. That could be your seed. And of course, remember, when you are memorizing the Quran, whether it is a surah or a dua, make sure you go through the translation and you try to understand it. Because dua is something and Quran is something not just to be read, but to be understood and to be experienced within our hearts. Helping the needy with your pocket money. It could be just a penny or a little more, but that does not matter because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees our quality, not the quantity. So whatever little you can do, you may go ahead and then help with that little penny to some other person who can be benefiting from it. And as the hadith goes in Sahih Muslim, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, verily Allah does not look to your faces and your wealth, but He looks to your heart and to your deeds. Subhanallah, what a wonderful hadith. how merciful and loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. He does not look at your quantity. He does not look at your quantity. He looks at your quality. Because when you do something with your whole heart, solely for His sake and to please Him, and of course that deed should be a good one, and then inshallah you will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with you. Because Allah knows everything that we have concealed or what we have revealed. So alhamdulillah, I think you've got many, many ideas, and you can be jotting down even more ideas for sowing your seeds of goodness. So inshallah, we'll not say good deeds or ideas, but we'll use the word sowing the seeds, okay? So it's your homework inshallah that you all will work upon, to make a list of seeds that you are going to personally sow this Ramadan inshallah, okay? You can get ideas far better than I mentioned, because mashallah, you all are smart kids. So get on to work, and inshallah, by today, try making a list, at least a preliminary list, to which you can keep on adding inshallah as the days pass on, okay? So, and remember, this season of Ramadan is a fertile season, so try to sow as many seeds as you can in this Ramadan, okay? And remember, sow the seeds while the land is fertile. So alhamdulillah, you got a goal to work upon and an aim in mind to inshallah make this Ramadan the best one. Tomorrow inshallah, a few of you can even share your seeds with us in the life class, okay? So that every one of us gains more and more knowledge. Because when we interact, when we share, then we get to know more, we learn and improve. And imagine how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with you when you'll go and jot down this heart, the seeds to be sown this Ramadan. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-basir, the all-seeing. He's as-samir, the all-hearing. So keep in mind that when you are doing that good deed of jotting down the new seeds and also having the intention to implement them, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with you inshallah. And don't forget to share your seeds, the idea of your seeds, with others as well. Your friends, your siblings, so that inshallah you can gain rewards too when they start applying it. And also please check out the activity on the website. Alhamdulillah, we have posted it there. That is of making a good deed tree. All you have to do is draw a tree with branches. Take a really big paper, like a charred paper or card. And then you can just draw the tree skeleton with the branches and the trunk, and then cut it out beautifully. Then paste that tree onto the wall. Preferably use the wall which you often come across, okay? And then cut 30 shapes of fruits, preferably, because every seed that you are sowing inshallah will be fruitful. So that's a great motivation and a reminder for you. And on those 30 papers, you will be writing your good deeds that you are going to sow this Ramadan inshallah. And make sure you stick that fruit for the day at the end of the day before sleeping. So inshallah, you'll have the whole day to accomplish that good deed, and then stick it over the tree at the end of the day inshallah. With this, you will see, and as the days pass by, you will see your tree growing, alhamdulillah, increasing in the number of fruits inshallah. This would serve as a great motivation for you to keep going. You'll grow in confidence, and a sense of achievement will develop in you inshallah upon seeing the beautiful deeds that you've been doing in your fruiting tree inshallah. And also a great reminder for everyone else around you. So on the first day of Ramadan, your tree will be empty. But by the end of the first Ramadan, your tree will have a lovely fruit over there with your good deed written there inshallah. And when your friends visit you, your cousins, your relatives visit you during Ramadan, you can share this with them with the intention of spreading good for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this way, they'll also get motivated, and then if they start doing the same thing inshallah, you will be rewarded too. So do check the website and inshallah take ideas from there. I hope you really enjoy doing this activity inshallah.
I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers His choicest blessings upon you and increase you all in Iman with each passing day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help you all to accomplish this task for today and get closer to Him inshallah. Inshallah we'll meet in the next class. Until then, take care. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Jazakumullahu khayran kathira. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.